moving through time, the life of the individual. There is moving through time, the life of the church and the life of society. And then there is moving through time, the work of the Holy Spirit. And those trajectories, those lines, sometimes are on top of each other, sometimes very close, and sometimes somewhat apart from each other. So one of the things that we recognize when we think about the spiritual life is that sometimes there is a disconnect between what we see and what's going on spiritually. And sometimes what we see and what's going on spiritually are the same. But sometimes they're different. And sometimes it's hard for people to see what's happening. It's a challenge. There's this, this need for discernment to figure out what's going on. So one of the things that happens is that sometimes a plain look isn't enough. Right? So we can look at the news and think things are awful and getting worse. That's easy to do, isn't it? And yet, we have, if we do some digging and some further reflecting, we realize that as chaotic as it is, corporate life has always been chaotic. Social life has always been chaotic. And more people are fed than ever before. More diseases defeated than ever before. There are a whole series of things going on in our world today that are a significant improvement over prior ages. And it's easy to forget that. It's easy to not see that. Robert Bly once said, "Don't idolize the primitive, because in primitive societies, sometimes the story was this thing happened, that thing happened, the other thing happened, and the whole society died. The whole tribe died." Right? Thankfully, that doesn't happen as often anymore. Right? Now it's this thing happened, the other thing happened, and things got really, really hard, and some neighbor or neighboring country came to help, or the UN helped, or, you know, and things got better. So, again, we can look, and sometimes just because of the nature of the work of the Spirit and the work of society and the life of the individual, sometimes it's hard to see what's really so. Mary Hinkle Shore is a Lutheran pastor in North Carolina and a Bible scholar whose work I quite like. And she makes the comment about that Corinthians reading that we heard today, which is at the tail end of a long reading about the foolishness of the cross being real wisdom and the wisdom of the world being real foolishness, et cetera, et cetera. And Pastor Shore says, you could almost see the cross in that long discussion by St. Paul like the little lenses in the eye exam thing that the optometrist uses, right? And that the idea of God at work in what seems like this great defeat, a state execution, actually becomes the lens that clarifies your vision of the Spirit at work. Because when you look through the lens of the cross, you realize that it's not what's powerful that is always where the Spirit is work. It's not what's triumphant that is always where the Spirit is at work. It's not always success, the success in a worldly sense of success, that indicates where the Spirit is at work. So when Paul says many people in the world don't see the spiritual gifts, it's because they don't have the lens of the crucifixion. They're not seeing through that lens. And God's ability to work through anything, no matter how big or how small. It's that sense of God's willingness and ability to work in what we paradoxically might not notice or value, where the Spirit's work is happening and as a culture we're not seeing it, that captured the mind and heart of Simeon, the new theologian. Simeon was a late 10th, early 11th century theologian, and he was named a theologian not because of academic study, but because he taught the way he talked about his experience of God. And so the label theologian was applied to him. And the label new theologian actually started out as a slur and then later became valued. Because Simeon had his own mystical experience of the nearness of God. And it blew him away to think about God choosing to be present in frail human lives. And that just amazed him. And he wanted everyone to have that experience. So when we think about in the reading, I love the way it says it. Let's see. He carries him within, the faithful person, as a treasure inexpressible, unspeakable, without quality, quantity, or form, immaterial, shapeless, yet in form, yet with form and beauty, inexplicable, altogether simple, like light, him who transcends all light. You know, and a little earlier, a man carries God consciously within himself as light. Amazing. He's amazed by that. He's amazed by the experience that he had in prayer of being surrounded by God's light. He's amazed that God would enter the simple, that God would go so far as to work through a state execution, that God would work in our lives. And because of that, there was a way in which his of God showing up where we don't expect made him, as other Orthodox people felt at the time, a little disrespectful of church forms. If you were the spiritual leader, if you were filled with the divine light and working with someone on their spiritual life, sure, go ahead and absolve them of their sins. You don't need to be ordained to do that, says Simeon. And the church got all upset. Oh, all upset. Right? What are you talking about? You have to be a priest or a bishop to absolve sins. But Simeon says, well, look, if you two in conversation, if the light is there, if the Spirit is there, the Spirit is working. Doesn't matter who's ordained or who isn't. And it got him in trouble, as you can well imagine. Right? There were some ways in which his emphasis on God working in little places that we don't expect to see, that God not being impressed by the things that impress us, that the line of the Holy Spirit at work in the world may be different from the line of what's attracting society. Simeon was well aware of that. And he really wanted people to know and grasp and practice their spiritual life in such a way that they would really come to feel God's presence in their lives. And no one else may see it. No one else may notice it, you know. But you move through the world with a different existential stance, a different way of being, when you really believe that God is with you and that you indeed are, even if others can't see it, bathed in divine light.